want to wish everybody a freilicha Chanukah, an alechtige Chanukah, mezal al her no besiris toivois. Last week's Pasha and Pasha's Vayeshev, the Torah tells us how Reuven advised his brothers, the Shvutim, not to kill Yosef HaTzadik, although they felt that's what was the correct thing to do. They were of the opinion, for one reason or another, that he was Chayiv Misa. Reuven told them, let's not kill him. Rather, let's just put him into a pit. Tells us the Medrash, a famous Medrash, Omre Bishchok Bar Merioin, Bu Hakusiv Lu'amedcho. From this pusik we can learn, Shim Udom Oisem Mitzvah, if a person does a mitzvah, Yaseno Belevov Sholem, he should do it with his whole heart. She'ila hoye Reuven Yodea, if Reuven would have known, if he only would have realized, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Koisev Ulov, that one day the Rebbein Shem is going to record his actions and going to write in the Torah, Vayishma Reuven Vayatzilehi Meyudom, that Reuven heard what the Shvutim was saying and he saved Yosef from their hands by saying, let's put him into the pit. He wouldn't have been happy merely to be Yotze with that. Rather, says the Medrash, B'ksefoy hoya malichay eitzel oviv, that Reuven would have taken Yosef out the pit and would have carried him back on his shoulders back to Yaakov Avini. Carries on the Medrash, V'ili hoya yodeya haroin, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Koisev Ulov, hina hi Yotze likrosecho. If Aaron HaKohen would have known that one day it's going to be recorded in the Torah how Aaron HaKohen went out to greet his brother Moshe Rabbeinu when he came back from Midian, besipin v'mecholos hoya yotze likrusoi, he wouldn't have been happy just merely to go out by himself to greet him. He would have brought a whole band and orchestra with him. V'ili hoya yodeya boyas, and if Boyev would have realized that it's going to be recorded in Megillus Ritz, how he gave Ritz to eat, kuli, he wouldn't have been happy merely to feed Ritz some grains. Agulois petimois hoya machila, he would have given Ritz the most choicest and fatty meats to eat. Fragen the Mephoshim Akasha of this Medrash Rabba. Difficult to understand this Medrash. We are speaking here about our greatest leaders, Reuven, Aaron HaKohen, Boaz, and Chazal are telling us that if they would have known that their actions are going to be recorded in the Torah, they would have done it even on a higher level, in a better level. What does this mean? For sure they weren't people who are looking for kovod, and if people find out their actions, they're going to try even harder. Chas v'shulem, this cannot be the pshat. Said the Chiddush HaRim, a gewaltig yesod as follows. Often people are unaware of the significance of their actions. They think, what did I already do? What did I already achieve? It's nothing major, I didn't really do anything. In the story of Reuven, Reuven was trying to save his own brother. Of course, that's a natural reaction of a brother to want to save his brother. It's a normal reaction of Aaron HaKohen after not having seen Moshe Rabbeinu for so many years. He goes out to meet him. It's a normal reaction of Boaz. He sees Ritz, who just become a Georis, and she's hungry, hasn't got to eat, to have pity on her, to give her what to eat. However, from the fact that the Rebbein Shem wanted that these three actions should be recorded in the Torah, goes to show how important and how precious each one of these actions were. Said the Chiddush HaRim these words, Boaz did not realize that his actions, which he just thought was just obvious, should be such a nachas riach to the Rebbein Shloilam that they should be worthy of being recorded. And if he would have realized that, he would have given her even more, even better, done even harder, gone the extra mile. This medrash has a moidic significance for us when it comes to the Yontif of Chanukah. The Bach writes in Simon Tufresh Ayin, how did this whole Gezeira of the Yevunim come about? We were speaking about the time of the Beis HaMikdash. How could it be that the Yevunim should be able to conquer Eretz Yisroel, to drive the Yidden out of the Beis HaMikdash, to stop the Avoida with all the Karbunas in the Beis HaMikdash? How did this happen? This didn't happen in the time of the Chorban, the time of Gulis. This was when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Writes the Bach, Bechanukah, Ika Hagzeira Hoyso Al Shehisrashli Bo Avoida. The Gezeira came about because the Yidden were misrashel, which means to say they didn't appreciate the importance of their avoida. They did the mitzvahs, but they did it mitzvahs anushim melimuda. Va'al kein, and therefore hoiso hagezeira levatel mehem hu avoida. The Gezeira came about to take away from them the avoida, because they didn't appreciate and they weren't machshiv properly the avoida. Therefore, the Rabbi Shem says, if that's the way you're behaving, I will take it away until such time that you realize what you have lost. Carries on the Bach, Ikeshechozi b'tshiva limsa nafshem al avoida. When they came to this madrega to do tshiva, to be moisa nefesh for the avoida, hoshia mashem adei kohanim oivdehu avoida beis Hashem. Came about the yeshia, the Bach stresses, dafka through the kohanim, who they are the oivdehu avoida. And that's why Chanukah, the Yontif of Chanukah, is lahoides lelahalel, which is an avoida shebelev. Now we know one of the gezeiros that the Yevunim decreed was, Kisvi lachem al keren ashor, she'ein lachem chelek beloikei Yisroel. And we need to understand, what does this mean? The Yevunim didn't say, Kisvi lachem al keren ashor, she'ein eloikei Yisroel. They didn't come to try and make Yidden say, we don't believe Chas v'shulma that is a Rabbi Nishloilim, who created the world, who runs the world, who is the Lekei Yisroel. Rather, they said, you should write on a Keren Ashor, She'ein Lechem Chelek. Although there is a Rabbi Nishloilim, but you have no Chelek. It's got nothing to do with you. What does this mean? The Yevunim couldn't deny there's a Rabboin Shloilem. As we said, it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and there were all the constant nisim which took place in the Beis HaMikdash. The whole world knew, and the whole world heard how there is the Yad Hashem and the Ar Nisim. So the Yevunim couldn't deny there is a Lekei Yisroel. However, when the Yidden were Hisrashel Minu Avoida, the Yidden didn't appreciate the Avoida. How could this be? Because the Yidden thought, who am I and what am I? And my avoid is not chushiv to the Rabboi Nishloilem. So therefore they were hisrashli min avoida. Not because the avoida wasn't important, wasn't chushiv in their eyes, but because they felt that they weren't worthy of doing that avoida. So they were hisrashel. Came the Yevunim, and the Yevunim said, yes, taka, like you thought. Now go and write, al keren ashor, she'ein lachem chelek, that you have nothing to do with the Rabboi Nishloilem. And as I state in the Sefer Emes Vemina from the Kotzke Rebbe, writes the Kotzke Rebbe these words, Ike kavunas hayevunim hoysa lashkicham teresecha. Shehoi oim lehem, they told them, Kisel keren ashor, she'ein lachem chelek b'kisul. What does this mean? Says the Kotzke Rebbe these words, V'sovri Yisruel, the Yidden genuinely thought, Ki be'emes ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'shulem chofetz b'ma'aseyem. Not that there isn't chas v'shulem and an Elokei Yisruel. There is an Elokei Yisruel, but the Boshim doesn't want their avoider. Ein lechem chelek. Carries on the Kotzke Rebbe, and that's why the Boshim made the nest of the Shemen Tuoi. Even though al pi halacha we know tima hitra b'tzibah, the Rabbi Shem made this ness evazeh heru lehem akash baruchi shechufeitz b'maseyem, This was the Ness of Chanukah. The Rabbein Hashem wanted to show Klal Yisrael that Yesh Lachem Chelek Beloikei Yisrael. And I'll prove it to you. Although they couldn't find a Piterech HaTeva, a Tohoi Dika Pach Shemen, a Ness occurred and they found this one Pach Shemen and it burned for 8 days. Lama Limiterech HaTeva. Rabbein Hashem wanted to show Klal Yisrael how precious and how important their Avodah is to the Rabbein Shloilem. And with this Yisod, we can explain why, when it comes to Chanukah, we find this Chiddush that we don't find by any other mitzvah, the Chiddush of Mahadrin min HaMahadrim. We know, it comes, for example, Rosh Hashanah, we don't all blow the shofar. We have a Baal Tekeah, who he blows the shofar, and we are Yoitzer with him. It comes Purim, we have a Baal Koira, who he lines the Megillas Esther, and we all Yoitzer with him. And so, many other mitzvahs, Shliach, Shaludim, Kamoisoi. It comes to Shabbos. We don't all have to make Kiddush. The Balabayis, the father, he makes Kiddush, and everybody is Yoitzer. But when it comes to Chanukah, although the mitzvah is only strictly ne'er ishi beisoi, we only need to have one menorah in each house, yet we know we are mahadrim min ha-mahadrim. Every single person, every single man and boy puts on the menorah. Mahadrim min ha-mahadrim. Why pink by Chanukah? Why aren't we happy to be Yoitzer like we always are Yoitzer with the father, with the balabayis? But because the Gzair of Chanukah was, because Yidden didn't believe their Avoida was Chushev to the Rabbein Shloilem, and therefore there was a Gzair of Kisilachem al Keren Ashor She'ein Lachem Chelek Belokei Yisroel. So now that we were Zoicha to the Ness, we want to show how every single person's Avoida is Chushev to the Rabbein Shloilem. So although, strictly speaking, it's good enough, ne'ishi beisoi, but we are mahada, every single individual puts on his own menorah. And not only is every single individual put on his own menorah, mahadrin, but we are mahadrin mina mahadrin, which means that although, strictly speaking, we could be yoitzer just putting on one candle, one ne'er every night of Chanukah, but we are mahadrim min ha-mahadrim. Every individual puts on, and every individual puts on according to the amount of nights of Chanukah. Why is this? Again, according to the Medrash Rabba, we understand very well. When a person comes to understand the chashivas of his mitzvahs, says the Medrash, Bu akusiv lamed chashem udam oisem mitzvah yasena belev of sholem. When you come to understand the importance of your actions, of how your mitzvahs are chushiv and precious to Rabbeinu Shloilem, don't just do it merely mitzvahs anushim melimuda. Don't just do merely the basic minimum. Rather, make sure to do it belev of shulem. Make sure to do it in the most beautiful and mehidadika way possible. So therefore, Chanukah, we want to show and demonstrate how our avodah is chushiv to Rabbein Hashem. So every single person puts on the menorah and everybody is mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. There is a story told over from one of the great gedolim before the Second World War, the Belozhev Rebbe, Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha. The Belozhev Rebbe went through the horrors and the terror of the Second World War. He lost his family, his wife and his children, and he himself endured the most unspeakable horrors. He wrote about it in one of the very first Holocaust books to come out. And in that book is written the following story. I heard the story from the Biyana Rebbe Shlita, who told it to me. He'd heard it personally from the Belozhev Rebbe himself. It was in one of the camps where he was, and it was in the days before Chanukah, and the Yidden wanted very much to be able to somehow put on a Ner Chanukah. They had nothing, but between themselves somehow they were able to make a wick pulling out a few threads from their threadbare tunics, and they were able to get a bit of oil from the grease of the various machinery which they had to work on, and somehow they were able to make, with a few potato peels, I presume, a type of keli, a receptacle in which to hold the grease and to put the wick in, and they were able to procure a flame. And then when it came the first night of Chanukah, the Yidden assembled all together in a bunker, and they were very, very careful, tried the hardest, none of the Nazis, Yimach Shem, should realize, because if they would have been discovered, they would have all been killed on the spot. And many Yidden crammed themselves into this bunker, and they were Machaber de Beluja v'Rebbe, he should be the one to light the Ner Chanukah. And the Beluja v'Rebbe made the three bruchas, Lahadlik Nechanika, Shu'usanissim, and Shechayuni. And afterwards, one of the Yidden there approached the Rebbe, and he said to the Beluja Rebbe, "Rebbe, I have a kasha on you. I understand the first two bruchas you made, but why did you make a brucha Shechayuni? How can we thank Hashem Shechayuni v'kiyemuni v'higiyuni lazman hazeh? Look where we are. We're namish begate salmoves. We're standing at death's door. We've all lost our families. Ein yoim she'ein kelusa meribah machaveiroi. Under such conditions, are you allowed? May you make a brucha shehechiyuni? We only make a shehechiyuni on happy times. How could you have made the brucha shehechiyuni?" Said the Beluja v'Rebbe back to this Yid. Rebidi said, "I had the same sofek like you had. I was also not sure. Is it correct for me to make a brucha shechiyuni under such conditions? I wasn't actually sure whether I should make this brucha. But as I stood up and I went to light the menorah, and I saw all the faces of the Yidden surrounding me, who all of us are suffering so terribly, and yet we have risked our lives. All of you have risked your lives to come here. For what? For who? To be able to be mekayim nacha mitzvah. One mitzvah, halavai, we should be able to be zoicha, to be mekayim at the best of our ability. And I saw how everybody is standing there with this look of longing on their faces to be able to be mekayim this mitzvah. And with what a simcha everybody had that Baruch Hashem, we were able to procure the items necessary to be able to make this one little light. When I saw how under such terrible and desperate conditions, Yidden are still clinging to the Rabboin Shloilam, and b'chol zoi shimcha loy shechochni, despite all the trials and tribulations, but Yidden are still dovik in the Rabboin Shloilam, I felt, Baruch Hashem Shechiyuni v'kiyemuni v'higiyuni lazman hazeh. This is why I made the Shechiyuni. The Shechiyuni I made on the fact that despite all the difficulties, Yidden are clinging to the Rabboinu Shloilam, and Yidden want to be mekayim the Torah mitzvahs. This is the Shechiyuni which I made. And this is taka the lesson of the Neiros Chanukah. The lesson of Neiros Chanukah is that the Rabboinu Shel Olam is machshiv, the avoider of every single Yid. That's why it's written in Imre Pinchas and in Tferes Shloime from the Pinchas Korotzen and from the Radomsky Rebbe, that Chanukah comes, is the only Yom Tov which comes at the very end of the month. All other Yom Tovim at the beginning of the month, Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the month, Shavuos, the 6th and the 7th, Yom Kippur, the 10th, Pesach and Sukkot, the 15th. And we know we don't make Chasna at the end of the month, because the end of this month is not considered a Eis Mesikol, a Eis Rutzoin, as Oishtet in the Ramu. But yet, the Yom Tov of Chanukah comes at the very end of the month. It comes in the middle of winter, when it's dark and gloomy and cold, and all the trees have shed their leaves. And the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah is to light at the time of darkness, outside in the dark. This comes to teach us the chashivas of the avoida of every single yid, even if a yid is in a zman of choshech va'afela, even if it looks to him that he's in a matzav of darkness, it's a nishtazoi, and with a little mitzvah, one can light up the gulis, one can light up the darkness. This is the ner mitzvah v'toyrah or. Keeping the Torah mitzvahs is what brings oya, is what brings lechtikait to the world. So even in the most darkest and gloomiest periods of our history, Yidden were moiser nefesh, they understood the chashivas of Neiris Chanukah. And this is taka the lesson of Chanukah, to teach us that yesh lachem chelek b'loikei Yisrael. Each and every single Yid has a chelek b'loikei Yisrael. And the Rabbein Shem is machshev, the avoider of each and every single individual. And this was a shachiyuni which the Beluja Rebbe made. But a Yid can never be taken away from the Rabbein Shel Olam. One can take away everything from him, but his neshama can never be taken away. Kol zman shanashuma bekirbi moide ani lefanecho Hashem Elokei v'Elokei Avosai. This is our avoda to thank the Rabbein Shel Olam, and this is lahoides lahalel, the avoda from a Yid on Chanukah. Rabbi Shem zol helfem, zol alle zoiche zan, sa freilige Chanukah, en a lechtige Chanukah, luni lechol Yisroel, omein.